Friends, in chapter number 1 and chapter number 2, we have discussed about Wonderland of Quality and some introduction about Total Quality Management. And now, in chapter number 3, we are going to discuss details about the Total Quality Management Philosophy. Total Quality Management Philosophy, as I told earlier, it's a very important subject for all of us, for me and for you also. We have to fully understand what is the meaning of total quality management, which I have introduced in first and second chapter. So let us move to understand the total quality management philosophy. Total quality management is a philosophy that involves everyone in an organization. I said everyone means workers, managers, purchasers, and even watchmen, and even small people like, you know, jhaduwala, chaprasi. Everyone is involved in quality management, that is total quality management. In a continual effort to improve quality. Quality means quality of product, quality of service, quality of housekeeping, and everything what you do in the organization, and achieve customer satisfaction. Now you will say that other than product and service, where is the customer coming in picture? Yes, he definitely comes. When he enters your organization, first of all, he meets the watchman. So how he treats the customer. Then he sees the campus. If it is not clean, then he will say, these people cannot make quality. Then he goes to reception. And if there is no proper treatment given to him, he will become very unhappy. As I earlier said, that normally, even if customer is happy with quality of product and service, by other things also he can become unhappy, such as treatment given to him, behavior of the people, and all that. So, total quality management is a philosophy that involves everyone in an organization in a continual effort to improve that quality and achieve customer satisfaction. TQM is the integration of all functions and processes within an organization in order to achieve continuous improvement of the quality of goods and services. The goal is customer satisfaction again and again. In chapter number 1, chapter number 2, and this chapter number 3 also, and reiterating the word customer satisfaction, because everything what we do is for customer satisfaction only, and the focus is on customer. Total quality management are sweeping culture change. Culture change efforts to position a company for greater customer satisfaction, profitability. Because why we are in the business? Why we are in the business? The answer is profitability. And how profitability will come? By customer satisfaction. How competitiveness will come? By customer satisfaction, by profitability, by quality. Something unique what I have, so that customers will come to me and they will become satisfied, and that is competitiveness. TQM may be defined as managing the entire organization so that it excels on all dimensions of products and services that are important to the customer. Total quality. When I say total quality management, what is total quality? Is meeting our customers' requirements. See, the same things are again and again coming because they are very important. Then, doing things right the first time. Doing things right the first time. Freedom from failure. That is freedom from defects, consistency, reduction in variation. Processes are six sigma processes, if the variation is very, 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 very less, that is standard deviation is very, very, very less, then continuous improvement and quality in everything we do, quality in everything we do. Now, I am talking to you now, but if I talk and there is no quality in my talk, you will not be happy. Quality in everything what you do. How I am standing, how I am talking, how I am looking to you, what is my attire. Quality in everything we do, and that is total quality. Salient features of TQM approach. Find out what the internal and external customers want. We are going to explain this. Design a product or service that will meet or exceed what the customers want. Exceed. That is the thrill, what customer. Design a product and production process that facilitates doing right the first time, every time. Design. Quality. Keep track of the result and use this result to improve the system continually. I said continually, not continuously. Okay, continuously and continuously. Small difference is there. Continuously means do it once in a month and so on. Continually means every minute, every second, every hour. Improve the system. That means 24 hours I am discussing or thinking how my present hour is better than the earlier hour. And then extend these concepts to suppliers also because they do the same thing. Eight essentials of the TQM. This I am going to elaborate afterwards. Customer focus already. Leadership, involvement of people, process approach. I am going to elaborate this again. Then strategic and system approach to the management, continual improvement, factual approach to decision making, and mutually beneficial supplier relationships, and all this we have already learnt in ISO 9001. Eight essentials of the TQM. Customer focus, leadership, involvement of people, process approach, strategic system approach to management, continual improvement, factual approach to decision making, mutually beneficial supplier relationships. Seven important points about TQM. Strive for quality in all the things. Strive for quality in all the things. Even in interpersonal relationship between internal customers, everything should be quality. The customer is the criterion of quality. Improve the process or system by which products are produced. Continuously reduce the standard deviation and ultimately make the process, every process, Six Sigma process. Quality improvement in continuous, never-ending activity. Never-ending. I said 24 hours quality improvement. It's a continuous. Worker employment is essential. Yes, they cannot be a different entity. They have to be totally involved in the total quality management. Ground decisions and actions in knowledge. Encourage teamwork and cooperation. Very important points. Everything has to be done, then only TQM is possible. It is not only, inspection or something. This is very elaborate thing. Seven important points. We are people, not rabbits or alligators. Silence means non-involvement. This is a can-do group. Uniqueness is an opportunity for creativity. We should be unique. Competitive advantage. We are all learners responsible for own learning, which is an interactive process. Everyone is committed to learn how to implement TQM. Everyone in the organization, show me, is a healthy attitude. If somebody says, show me how to do it, it's a healthy attitude. And if they are continuously talking to you, It's a good attitude, good environment. Implementing TQM also should be a fun. 8 rules of conduct. Keep an open mind. Don't close your mind. Open mind. Open for any new developments. Open for any new improvements. You cannot say, oh, nahi, humse nahi hoga. It will not be possible for us. Then share responsibility. Respect each person. Interpersonal relationships. Respect each person and listen to him emphatically. Emphatically. Listen to him. Listening is a great quality which you have to learn. We have to listen and understand what are his sentiments. Speak what you feel openly. Do not criticize ideas. People, do not criticize. In brainstorming, we say already that if anybody is bringing one idea, don't criticize. Try to understand what that fellow is saying. Then ask questions and participate. Utilize time well. That means every second is important. Check the process from time to time. Very good. TQM history I will discuss now. In short, the concept of quality control as a distinct discipline emerged in the US in 1920s. At that time, quality control was intended to simply control or limit the creation of defectives in the industrial processes. The earliest idea of quality control was to inspect the output of manufacturing process and sort the defectives. End of pipe approach. I have already discussed this. However, even after 100% sorting out, some defectives were escaping. 100% sorting is not the solution for quality. Because even if you sort out 100% parts and sort them into good and bad parts, in good parts, some bad parts will be escaping. It definitely is our experience. Particularly when the process produced large number of defectives, 100% sorting was found to be of no use in preventing the escaping defectives into the lot of good components. This we have experienced in our life. Then, one great person called Schuhart came. Schuhart recognized the need to separate variation into assignable and unassignable causes. He was founder of control chart. He was originator of PDCA, Plan, Do, Check, Act. He was perhaps the first to integrate statistics, engineering, and economics. Then, another great person called Deming. Deming was well known for helping Japanese companies to apply Schuhart's SPC, statistical control process control. His main contribution was 14 points to quality. Deming's 14 points were first presented in his book of Out of the Crisis. It is credited with launching of the total quality management movement. The points are as follows. 14 points. One by one, I will see. Create constancy of the purpose towards improvement of product and service with the aim to become competitive, stay in business, and to provide jobs. We have already discussed this in chapter 1 and 2. Adopt the new philosophy of TQM. This also we have discussed. We are in a new economic age. Western management must awaken the challenge and must learn their responsibilities and take on leadership for change. Cease dependence on inspection. We have discussed this already, to achieve quality. Because even 100% sorting does not guarantee quality. Cease dependence on inspection to achieve quality. Eliminate the need for massive inspection by building quality, inbuilt quality. I said already discussed. Inbuilt quality, building quality into the product in the first place, right from concept, design and onwards. End, fourth point, in the practice of awarding business on the basis of price tag. If the supplier is giving less parts by less price, don't give him. Instead, minimize total cost. Discuss with him. Move towards a single supplier for anyone. That means few suppliers only. On a long-term relationship of loyalty and trust. How beautiful. Long-term relationship of loyalty and trust, one supplier for one attempt. I like this very, very, very much. I like this point. Point number four. If somebody is supplying the parts by giving less price, that means quality may not be good. He may be doing some shortcuts. Move towards a single supplier for any one attempt. Long-term relationship of loyalty and trust. Next point, improve constantly and forever the system of production and service to improve quality and productivity and thus constantly decrease costs. Then institute training. Very, very important. Training. Because people are trained and retrained, then only the quality is possible. Then institute leadership. 8, drive out fear. Nobody should be under fear. Then break down barriers between departments, people in research, design, sales, production must work as a team. There should not be barriers between these departments in order to foresee problems of production and usage that may be encountered with the production or product or service. Eliminate slogans. Very, very important and very, very wonderful subject here. Eliminate slogans. Slogans. Then targets for the workforce. Don't give them targets that zero defects and all that. New levels of productivity, that production has to improve from 1400 to 1500 to 1600 efficiency. He says, let people do their own job, because such exhortations only create adversarial relationships. Then eliminate work standards. Controversial. Eliminate work standards on the factory floor. Substitute with the leadership. Eliminate management by objective. Eliminate management by numbers and numerical goals. Instead, substitute with leadership. Remove barriers, rob the hourly worker of his right to pride of workmanship. Let the worker improve his workmanship. Then he will improve his pride. So he has a right to the pride of workmanship. The responsibility of supervisors must be changed from sheer numbers to quality. Remove barriers that rob people in management and engineering of their right to pride of workmanship. Institute a vigorous program of education. Very important. Vigorous program of education and self-improvement. And 14th point is, put everybody in the company to work to accomplish the transformation. The transformation is everybody's job. Great. Massive training is required to instill the courage to break with tradition. Every activity and every job is part of the process. That is TQM. 7 deadly diseases described by Deming. Deming has also told us what are the diseases that prevent us from achieving the total quality management. Lack of constancy of purpose. Emphasis on short-term profits, not long-term. We always discuss short-term profits and forget long-term profits. Evaluation by performance, merit rating, or annual review of the performance. Mobility of management also is bad. He says this is a disease. Running a company on visible figures alone, excessive medical costs, excessive cost of warranty, fueled by lawyers who work for contingency fees. These are diseases. We must solve these problems. The Deming chain reaction is improve quality of product and service. First, he says, improve quality of product and service. It will result into cost decrease because of less rework, fewer mistakes, fewer delays, snags, better use of time and materials, which results into productivity improvement, which results into capture the market at better quality and lower price, which result into stay in business. We will stay in business. We'll provide jobs and more jobs. Chain reaction. One thing results into another. That thing results into another. Finally, we provide jobs, more jobs. We stay in business for years together. Japanese saw this as a natural approach to preventing waste, maximizing productivity. They listened more attentively when Deming advised them on methods of preventing the manufacture of defectives. Japanese dominated almost every market they closed to enter. We know it all. Later on, the US also recognized that management philosophy should be applied to a quality improvement challenge. This blending of additional management philosophies, all targeting quality improvement, became known as total quality concept.